Welcome to the Jared Lamb podcast.
Dad.
Killian, I think his name's Killian Coyle.
I think.
Is joining.
I don't know. Mary.
He knows about Billy, I'll tell you.
Oh, Billy and Dad play baseball together. Yeah.
So I brought him on this podcast to talk about, to ask him a few questions.
Types of fucking shit.
Few interview questions.
Can we say fuck on here?
Yeah, I don't give a shit. I'm smoking.
Alright, I'll avoid the N-word, I'm sure, but... Yeah.
It's your reputation,
huh? Yeah, I'm not going to say that on live.
It's not like
anything.
It's not even live. This is going to be a recording. I'm not going to edit anything out.
Either way. That's the only curse word I'm going to avoid.
Which curse word?
Nazi, that's not a curse word.
I thought you were talking about the curse word.
The one curse word to rule them all. The one that still gets a reaction. The one that's it's like
Nazi.
Like 100 years ago, you could say
Nazi.
All of them. But nowadays, you could say, literally all of the curse words, like ass shit and polite society, you couldn't just say it. But nowadays, like the only curse word that'll really get a reaction is the N-word.
You can say whatever you want now.
You can, but you'll be judged if you say the N-word.
I'm going to judge you.
And there's a couple others. Like, I don't mind saying faggot, because that doesn't necessarily... Like, you ever see that South Park episode? Where they paint on the wall, fags get out, but they're not talking about, like, gay people. They're talking about loud, annoying Harley riders.
Oh, you mean faggots?
Yeah, exactly. They're all sitting in the restaurant, they're just like... No one's paying attention to us.
You sound like a faggot.
Yes, exactly. Point in case.
Is the motorcycle gang supposed to be represented at the Pride Parade?
That was fucking hilarious, too, because there's this show Big Gay Al is a character on the show, and he's holding a big sign that says...
Big Gay Al.
He's saying... He's got a big sign that says... Gays against fags.
He knows it.
That shit was funny. And ironic and true.
So, now that we got all our intros out of the way.
Hey, it's 4:10. That's where we are.
It's almost 4:20. So.
We're 10 minutes late.
I'm going to start off with the interview.
I'm tired.
My first question is, what is your name?
I don't have a name.
So, first question is, what is your name?
I told you, I don't have a name.
Okay, Killian. Second question here. What do you do for a living? You can take your time.
I do all types of shit.
Explain. This is an interview.
I'm a freelancer.
Okay.
I sell my dollars for hours. I mean, reverse that. I sell my
hours. You sell your hours for dollars.
Shebingo, shebango.
That then you buy more hours with.
There's actually a phenomenon they talk about. It's called revenge sleep something. It's basically like all the hours you work, you feel like it's not your free time. So when you do have free time, like at like between like, you know, 12, 1 in the morning, 2 in the morning, 3 in the morning, 4 in the morning, you just use that to like binge through shows on Netflix and stuff. And this is actually like a psychological phenomenon. You feel like that's your only free time, so that's when you do all the things that you feel like doing. Like, so you end up fatigued the next day and tired during the day when it's not your free time, but then when it's finally your free time again, you're energized and like ready to go, but you just sit on the couch and watch TV or, you know, walk around outside. No matter what it is, you just, you know, you use that way past its limit. Instead of getting a good night's sleep and waking up refreshed and being healthy, you're like,
that's what I usually do.
Yeah, you're using your night hours as like your free time that you don't, you're not obligated to do anything.
I mean, a couple hours here and there I've always agreed with. But, like, if I don't get 7 or 8 hours, I feel like hell the next day.
Well, now that we're, like, older.
Yeah, but I'd also...
If you were, like, 22, 23, like, you'd totally just stay up till 5 in the morning, just not giving a fuck.
Stay up till about midnight drinking and then wake up at 5.
Yeah. Midnight? Really?
Dude, I had to get 5 hours.
Joe and I would literally pound fifths till 4 in the morning playing, like, Zoms or, like...
Dude, I have to get sleep. Because I just have that mindset. I'm like, I know I have to. I know.
Oh, no. That's a maturity thing, though. But when did that start? Like, when you were, like, 19? 20?
Ever since football and sports.
Really? That stuck with you?
Yeah.
Dude, football and sports. Dude, it's funny. I actually have my picture taken. Remember I was the face of the franchise?
Yeah.
And, like, literally right before that, I was at Prouty's house, and Sam was there. And Sam brings in her little, like, hookah, and we both ripped this nasty sticky weed. It was so good, dude.
R.I.P. Sam.
I ended up going to football tryouts after that, and this reporter dude came to, like, talk to me. I thought I was going to get arrested or something. I didn't know what the fuck was going on. He's like, yeah, yeah, can you just, like, say a few words? Like, what's going on? I don't even remember what the hell he asked me, but I was, like, I was nervous when he approached me, but then he started talking about, he was clearly, like, someone who was just, like, what, was it the Annapolis Capitol?
Yeah, it was the Capitol.
It was the Capitol, and they took my picture while I was running a drill. And if you zoom in on that picture, if you look real carefully, like, I was just high.
No, I still have it.
I was high as shit.
I remember the picture. Like, it's yesterday.
You can see it, dude. You can.
You look like you're about to cut. You can see the football.
Dude, I'm just like, I was athletic as a mother. I'm still that athletic. I could probably do that to this day. Like, just put on pads and just ram somebody.
Dude, the guy I always thought who would have had a better career, even when we were seniors... Sometimes I think he's an idiot. I mean, I haven't talked to him for a minute, but Shane Madden.
Shane Madden such fell the fuck off. He's doing well. Like, he got a trade. I figured he would play.
When we were seniors.
I figured he'd grow taller
and you know, we had bigger backs.
Yeah.
And LeVon even.
LeVon, I actually...
But dude, Shane Madden was good.
I talked to LeVon the other
day. Shane Madden was really good.
I crashed a party down the street from my house. Did I tell you about this? Dude, it was like, oh my god, it had to be like the beginning of summer. It was like June something, June 4th, June 1st. But I like walked out on my porch. I was just winding down for the day. I had like a couple beers. And I walked out on my porch and I hear this boom, 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 boom down the street. And I'm just like, what the fuck is this? So I walk up and like literally like I got when I got like 500 yards away, I could clearly tell everything was in Spanish, and there's just a bunch of people going, I was like, you know how Mexican music is, or Southern music, I'll just put it that way, they could have been from anywhere down there, and they were just like, hey, it was like 80 people jumping up and down yelling, hey, right, so I get there, and it's like, I'm not going to know anything about anyone at this party, and then they cut the music, and I heard another party. That was also, like, within, like, 500-600 yards from my house. And I was like, I'm going to go over there because they're playing Good Girls. You remember, Good Girls, I know you want it. Like, right, so I go over there.
Blurred Lines.
I forget what the name of the fucking song is, but it was, like, Miley Cyrus, like, did the foam finger thing at the Teen Choice Awards way back. The guy was wearing, like, a striped suit. You remember that? So that was when she was still a fucking crackhead. But anyway... She went full blown crackhead. There's several of them. I mean, Britney Spears went full crackhead. Lindsay Lohan went full crackhead. Well, like, you don't see fucking Ariana Grande going full crackhead. You don't see what's her name, the Spanish girl from the Disney Channel. Selena Gomez didn't go crazy.
So Hannah Montana, who's Miley Cyrus, that's it.
Yeah,
she probably went insane just like all the others because she got passed around by producers.
That was a thing. That's what happened. But I feel like it was the video where she smoked salvia.
How do you think Britney Spears?
She took a bong just like this and she ripped a big old hit of salvia and took a video of it.
Britney Spears is so fucked up.
And after that, she felt obligated to party, and that was like the thing. And like, I hate it when like alcoholics that are like in their gay little clubs.
Britney Spears is so fucked up. She just probably passed around in that whole industry.
Yeah, well, you know.
Dude.
You gotta be tougher than that.
Jamie Lynn Spears?
She was still hot. She went crackhead, but she never got ratchet.
You know, the whole Rob Schneider, not Rob Schneider.
Dan Schneider.
He's a pedophile. He had a kid.
He's a pedophile, and he can't run a football team to save his life.
And you know what
he couldn't even stand his ground on Redskins.
That's not him. That's another one.
That's another Schneider. The one for the Nickelodeon.
Yeah. That's not the same one.
It's Dan. No, it's Dan Schneider. Right, I'm 99% sure it's Dan Schneider, the owner of the Redskins.
Yeah, it is, but they're two different people.
No, the owner of the Redskins works at Nickelodeon. I'm 99% sure. Two different people. This is news.
There's Dan Schneider, the American television producer.
And then Dan Schneider. Yeah, that guy. He's a weird motherfucker, dude.
There's Dan Schneider, the owner of the Redskins.
Oh, I was hoping they were the same guy. I hate that motherfucker. Now, I've been a diehard Skins fan like since I was little, and fucking, I was really hoping that was like the same guy because I hate him so much, and I want
Schneider.
I don't hate him. You know, I don't even know him, but like at the same time, I wish he would just like go away.
Do you know the big rumor? Stop owning my favorite team. Everybody thinks Jamie Lynn Spears' kid was his.
Yeah,
that's whatever. I really don't. I mean, it's still bad, but I don't. Whatever. I'll get off that slope. You know what the scary rumor is that not a lot of people talk about? Amanda Bynes had an abortion.
So what?
That was Dan Snyder's.
Dude.
That's why her mind's so fucked.
She got out. She totally did that, like, What I Like About You show, and then just didn't do anything else after that.
Yeah.
She did that movie with Frankie Muniz, Big Fat Liar. She did Big Fat Liar with Frankie Muniz, and then she did What I Like About You, and I never saw her again. And she was so hot.
I know.
She was one of the hottest actresses.
You think she was passed around a lot, too.
The early 2000s and late 90s.
Yeah, passed around a lot.
Well, I'm sure it felt good, but it affects women differently, like when you just
muscle bunch of people.
Oh, yeah, still hot. That's not Amanda Bynes.
Yeah.
No way. Yeah. She doesn't look anything like
she lost it, dude.
You know what it is? She stopped like putting on makeup and waking. But that's gotta drive you nuts, dude. I don't understand how girls can get up and just do all that. And it's like, they're like, it takes me 5 seconds, and it drives you nuts
when you're passed around a studio by.
You're not waking up
like Harvey Weinstein.
But that's what I'm saying. I was like
that shit's been proven. That's what I'm saying.
I literally worked with so many girls that were like super pretty and like they're pretty without makeup, and like pretty much they look pretty much the same. And she's older now. Amanda Bynes is older than she was when she was on TV and stuff. But they take that makeup shit seriously. And I'm like, they always say, "Oh, took me 5 minutes." And I'm like, that didn't take you 5 fucking minutes. There's no way. That's crazy.
Usually they have studios and shit.
Like, yeah, well the pros have like someone who does it for you, and like I'm sure anything done for you.
Even low level, you usually have somebody.
However,
if you want it done right, is doing it for
you. If you have, like, you know, youthful skin, you haven't aged at all, like, no wrinkles around your eyes, I'm sure it's easier, but, like, still, like, you're an artist. It's not easy to get straight lines. It's not easy to, like, do any of that stuff. And I have a super steady hand, and I'm still looking at that like, yo, like, you ever shave your nuts and cut them, like, with the fucking clippers? You know what I mean?
No.
Really? So, like...
What?
With the clippers. Like, you take, like, a hair clippers, and you're just trimming all that bush. You don't want that 24-7, so...
I mean,
like,
I shave.
What?
That's what you said, right?
I said you cut your... Like, the fucking clippers nicks you.
Oh.
And it bleeds. And it hurts.
I've never had the scissors cut me, but I've had
a razor. I don't use scissors or a razor. I use a hair clipper. And, like, you're super careful. But every now and then, you get yourself. And it's like, yo. Like, I don't know how someone could, like, have that steady a hand to every morning they wake up and they're, like, doing perfect lines off their eyes and shit. And, like, they get everything right as far as makeup goes. And that's what I'm like, I don't know, I can't imagine. It would drive you nuts to have to get up in the morning and put shit all over your face and be on time for things. Like, you know what I mean?
Of course you gotta be on time for things. That's how the world works.
But like, if you're really gonna be successful, you need to just not give a fuck about half that shit. You brush your teeth, you take a shower, you shave every like 3 days, and like, you know, you don't get up and make yourself perfect looking every single morning. That's nuts.
Yeah, that's nuts.
Yeah, but chicks do it. gotta drive him insane. We were talking about celebrities.
If you're putting a lot of makeup on, you're probably hiding something. That's how I see it.
Fucking.
That's why I don't like.
Maybe you got bad. You put a
little,
or something.
Yeah, but you put a little bit on. Okay, whatever. I say might as well not wear any really.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Just
you
be
can
clean.
Wear a little.
Get a haircut. Be clean.
But dude, when you see a caked on, you know they're hiding something.
Oh, foundation.
That's why it's
you look
just
like a
so
fucking party
weight.
Clown because your face and your neck don't match.
It just, dude, it just proves you're just like fucking. You're hiding something, and that worries me.
That's Eddie Murphy said that in his. Have you ever seen Eddie Murphy Raw?
Oh, you want to know why this is so stupid? I didn't even have this thing plugged in.
Oh my god.
I mean, it sounded good on the recording without that plugged in.
I know, but I think I can talk through this. No, it doesn't.
Test, test, but this thing
picks everything up.
No, it picks, I think this thing picks it up. So I'll just put it more in the middle.
Right there.
Yeah.
So, yeah,
it doesn't sound that bad.
Back to what we were saying, dude.
God, that's retarded.
What were we talking about?
I have a whole list. This just naturally flowed. I've only asked two out of, like, my 10 questions.
Oh, cool. So, either way.
We were talking about, like, people getting abused by, like...
Yeah.
The system. Starving
Miley
Cyrus.
Look at Epstein Island, man.
Yeah, that's what
they
I'm saying.
They would literally go to high school girls that were, like, 16, 14,
they get the
15,
rich people
16
compromised,
years old.
Dude.
They'd be like, we'll give you $5,000 if you fly out to this island with
and
us.
They and,
like,
and they get them compromised. And they get them compromised so they
that's
can
That's not
do
even
shit.
Compromised, dude. That's, women don't play the victim. It's not even
no,
that.
No, they
it's
compromise
betrayed.
The dudes because Epstein had all this shit and they can do stuff.
They portray girls as being the victim because they're girls in the media and they shout that from the rooftops. And I'm just like, if I were 16 and you told me I was going to get to go fuck like Amanda Bynes, fucking Miley Cyrus, like Selena Gomez.
Yeah, but you're not.
Oh, what's her name? Who's the super hot one from Friends? What's her name?
Yeah, but they're all underage.
Who's the hot one from Friends? She's not underage.
Jennifer Aniston.
If she wanted to like creep on a younger dude, right? I would totally fly out to an island and get that on. Like, you know what I mean? And then they play this, oh.
No
I'm
one cares
victim.
If it's a dude, though.
Exactly. That's, like, crazy. And it's, like, it's not like it doesn't affect you, where you're just, like, fucking random people and you're not actually getting any love from someone, because everybody needs that. But, like, I would have done it. If someone, especially if they paid me. It was, like, a win-win-win scenario, a win-win-lose scenario for women. Even if they're 14, 15, 16. Like, you're getting to go fuck, like, a celebrity. Like, it doesn't matter who it is, right? That's cool as shit. You get to go do a bunch of drugs, have a wild orgy with all these, like, rich-ass people that you'll probably make a connection with. And then, like, you know... No, I don't mean, like, a love connection. I mean just, like, a connection where you're buddies now and I have your
yeah, because you're... Yeah,
and,
you're
oh, yeah, yo, you remember that one time we were fucking on Epstein Island? Can we go out on, like, a yacht next summer with all my friends? Like, it'll be really cool. Like,
I don't think that kind of connection...
Dude, I totally think that shit went on because they weren't sex slaves. They were, like, paid to be there, I'm pretty sure. This was hearsay. I don't know. I haven't read into it.
Still trafficking and paid for prostitution.
I think there was some trafficking.
That's
and it's illegal
it
activity.
They're literally moving people.
But I think it was
they're underage.
There was a mix of people that were bribed into it and people that were trafficked into it.
I mean, it's all pretty fishy. So
it's super fishy, and all these people should be arrested and lined up. Like, but at the same time,
shoved a butt plug.
Assuming they weren't abused,
big
they were just plug. Like, you want to go do a bunch of celebrities for $5,000 and like fly out to this island, and we'll bring you home in like 2 weeks, like. You know, you can tell whoever you know whatever you need to go, and then just go and come back. It's like Woodstock, you know, like all the kids were just like, "Yeah, I'm going to this like this concert, mm-hmm. right?" And all their parents were just like, "Yeah, have fun. Here's $500, like here's $200, like, you know what I mean?" Or there was a bunch of hippies too, like obviously it was just like, you know, deadheads that were traveling the country, like following the band, and they made money like selling drugs or sandwiches or whatever the hell they had to do with money and T-shirts, tie dyes. Right? Well, yeah, I know. This is right up your alley. This is as he rips the bomb. This is right up your alley. We're talking about Woodstock here, man.
I need some money.
But, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, a ton of kids, like, if their parents knew what was going on at Woodstock, would have just been like, no fucking way. You're not going.
Especially back then.
Yeah, exactly. And then, like, they went.
Because nowadays people would still
have a problem. They made up a story. Like, oh, yeah, I'm just going to a concert with my friends, and then they disappear for 3 weeks.
So I saw a crazy stat online. It was showing marriage percentage per generation.
Who marries or who marries and stays married?
Pretty much. Just like how many people who got married in that generation-wise. So the silent generation, which my neighbors actually are, that's 81%.
Got married.
Yeah. Guess what ours is? It's been declined. I mean, you know that.
15%.
No. It's a, no.
20?
Wow, higher. You actually have really no faith in society. That'd be more like, I'd guess, I'm generation Z's.
Yeah, but how many of those 40? Marriages are lifelong? You know what I mean?
It doesn't matter. Because it still shows a culture.
As far as I'm concerned, if you don't find someone who you're like, wow, I would totally marry this girl, or on the other side of the fence, wow, I would totally marry this dude, and you're going to be with them no matter what. That's what love is. It's rugged commitment. It's not like a good feeling.
Yeah, but it does show the culture, you know, of like how it's shifting.
Like whether
ours is 44%. So it almost was cut in half. And that was 3 generations ago.
That's bullshit, man. So 80 to 40%.
81 to 44.
That's bullshit. It just goes to show you that it's people just want to fuck. We've declined as a society because the family is the building block. It's the bottom brick of society.
It's way more
powerful. And the left and communists, they've been going after this for years. They've been going after the family. They literally want to destroy the Newtonian.
Platonic family.
Platonic.
I don't know.
Think that's the word. But they want to destroy. Patriarchy. They want to destroy the patriarchy. My ass. Like, I don't know a single guy out there whose wife is totally not get a 50-50 shot say at anything that goes on. If it's a real marriage, it's 50-50 split. Like, it's literally half me, half you.
Something interesting to tell you about that after this.
There's the power struggle phase of the relationship. Recorded. So, like, you go through your honeymoon phase, right? And it's all the feelings and stuff. But then, like, after, like, 5 or 6 years, you're going through the power struggle phase. And you're like, who's on top? It's like a wrestling match. But if that's the case, you should probably dump her, because it's like you need to yield and I need to yield simultaneously so that we can come to some sort of agreement on stuff.
Okay. You need to not say, but you know him? You know his girl? Who he wrestled with?
Oh.
Don't. His girl walked in on her father with somebody else than his cheating. Mother.
Her dad was cheating.
Right there. Mom. Yeah. So we can't, I'm not saying names, because we can't. Stop. Yeah. But I know you. You'll just blurt them all out, and then I'm going to have to delete this.
I won't say it, but I don't know who you're talking about.
But her.
I still don't know. I don't know what.
I'll tell you afterwards.
What year did they graduate? Were they in my archive?
Probably 2 or 3 years younger than us.
So I have no idea.
Yeah.
I really don't.
Well, you know who I hang out with?
The wrestled?
No.
Oh, okay. So that's who I thought. I don't know.
We'll talk about it later.
Let's just change the topic. Unless you wanted to go somewhere with that.
No, I just wanted to kind of get that out there.
Well, yeah. So cheating goes on, and it's fucked up, because it's like, literally, I don't know a single person out there who doesn't absolutely love sex. Like, it's wired into your DNA to like sex. And there's these weirdos out there that just never get horny. And it's like, you're out of your mind. I don't know how you could not like be horny on a daily basis. But like,
what do you mean?
That's what I was saying about love. It's rugged commitment. Like, you have to struggle through the moments when temptation hits. And it's like,
struggle through your
No mess. Matter how much you love somebody, a girl will show up, or a guy, if you're a girl, will show up that they're flirty and you're flirty and you're both horny, and one thing leads to another. Next thing you know, you're in a hotel room fucking them. And it's like, just tell them to fuck off. And you always think of that moment when you first fell in love with your significant other. And then that will bring you through that, and you never cheat. I've never cheated. Not once.
How's your wife doing?
How's my wife? She's dead. causes me to be short. Now I have diabetes. No, you don't remember that from Family Guy?
No, sadly.
Last night I hit my wife. Then I realized my wife's been dead for 15 years. Who the hell did I hit?
Why? That's so fucked up. In so many levels.
That's, I know, it's like, what was the writer? What was his name? Seth MacFarlane.
Dude, his jokes, especially with like how the wokeism spin and the wokeness.
Oh, dude.
They did not age well for the left if you watch some of them, especially the anti-Asian ones.
Contradiction
episode. Oh, dude, it's just hilarious. He's a hardcore liberal. Bruh, the line is always drawn up differently, and you have no idea if you're on the right side at all.
It doesn't change on the right, it changes constantly on the left.
Yeah.
That's the funny thing.
I don't know how you
know. And it's funny, my grandpa was an FBI fire investigator, and he basically, he had a saying, and he died before I was born.
He said
the truth, he knew how all these techniques of like cross-examining people and interrogating and all this stuff, and he had a saying, and he would say, the truth is always consistent.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I mean? Now, some may argue you can get into a logical loop like, oh, love is blind, Stevie Wonder is blind, therefore Stevie Wonder's, no, what is it? God is love. Love is blind. Stevie Wonder's blind, so therefore Stevie Wonder's God. Right? You can run someone in circles like that, and you see the left do it all the time. But the truth is always consistent. Like, you can't create a deception that can't be solved to discover what the real truth is. You see what I'm saying? So, I don't know, man. Like, we talk about my grandpa. I gotta rewind a little bit to get back on track.
You want me to get back on to the questions? Because I have more.
You can. What were we talking about, though? Like, I was talking about the truth.
I don't know. I'm the one that's high.
I'm the one that's high. I had a beer.
A beer.
I had two this morning.
Gotta hit up Pat to see if he can bring some beers over. Let's get some real. Let's get
hey,
some,
Siri.
There you go.
Call Pat O'Neill.
We'll bring him in he for the next next podcast segment. Pat O'Neill. I mean,
he can be on it now.
Here, but we're going to get another one for him too. Join us as the like-minded Pat O'Neill.
The
he
man,
doesn't.
The man, the myth, of the
legend. He doesn't know he's being recorded.
It's like crank anchors. Is your refrigerator running?
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic.
He bitched out. He'll call back though. When he does,
we'll be ready.
We'll be ready. I like how you look at the bong. We'll be ready.
Okay.
Question two.
I'm going to take a big rip. You say whatever you need to say on this.
Oh, subject. Deception. We were talking about deception, and yep. And it's
talking about that.
Like they. Hitler said himself, you can tell a big enough lie often enough and it will be believed.
The big lie.
And that's literally what COVID is. Like, yes, it's real, but they've blown it out of proportion to the point where all they do is talk about COVID every day. That's all you can hear on the news. You can't hear a story about ice cream. You know what I mean? Without hearing, oh, but coronavirus, right? Or the Delta variant. And they want people scared. Because scared people are easy to herd into connect.
Oh, you're talking about the Hitler complex.
Scared people are easy to corral.
I know it's called something specifically, but it's where no matter what, all conversations and arguments will eventually lead to talking about Hitler in some capacity. You've heard of that, right?
Because he made his mark on history so to a degree where you can't, like, not...
Yeah, also, him and Caesar and Jesus Christ are, like, the most recognizable people in all of society. Because pretty much people would recognize all three of them, right?
To a degree. You've seen the statue of Gandhi in L.A. with the red eyes?
But...
It's really funny.
No.
It's not in L.A., it's like...
But the weird part is it's like Mao and Stalin killed so many more.
Oh, I know, dude.
And they reigned and did so much better in
their
country.
They covered everything up.
Especially Mao. You know Mao had a fucking cultural revolution, and people still
can't deny it afterwards. How many people in 1940 to 1950 could afford a television? In China or Russia.
None?
Like, almost none. I'm sure it was there.
Or probably it was the mostly elite, radio. The elite had it.
It was mostly radio. Everyone got their news from radio back then. So they didn't see all this shit.
Okay, there's some weird shit with the Nazis, though. Like,
the Nazis had speakers on every street corner spouting propaganda.
Shit. Not with that shit. Supposedly they've been in contact with otherworldly beings.
Oh, jeez.
I know. But how do you explain the Bell and the V2 rocket and space?
Hitler was a Satanist.
Yeah.
At its best. And I think that's what he was in contact with.
Okay, so I figured out what Wolfenstein is based off of.
The Exorcist, whatever got into that girl, that's what Hitler was in contact with.
You know,
they've been around since before humanity.
You know Wolfenstein?
What?
The game, and it takes place at that castle where you're finding the tech. That's the castle in Westphalia. The one that Heinrich Himmler used to say.
That's
supposedly what Wolfenstein is supposed to take place at, and supposedly that's where they made the portal, or whatever type of speaking. No. In real life, that's where they supposedly contacted the demons and did the satanic worship. And
there's a center hall. In that base, that looks like the Knights of the Round Table. And there were certain officers in the SS that mimicked each knight in King Arthur's court. Did you know that?
Medieval. Yep.
And along the walls are all kinds of really bad shit, dude. And it's haunted.
That's the castle. That's the castle that supposedly Wolfenstein, that's where they're doing all the crazy experience in the first game. Yep.
Did you say experiment or experiment?
Experiment.
Dude, Joe says experiment. It's experiment. It's experiment.
Whatever.
People that say experiment are morons. It's just like saying espresso.
If you got something to say,
another thing is an espresso.
Say it, I'm going to get another drink.
Somebody else said it. Like, Pat says it all the time, especially. And I'm like, did you just put an X in especially?
Pat's a genius.
I mean, he's not an idiot, but like, still.
No, he's not.
He's not as well spoken as you would expect from how intelligent he is.
I don't think he's spoken at all.
What? My stomach. What's your next question? What do you got?
What
is this?
I'm rich all of a cummy bear.
A cummy bear? Wait, you put gelatin in your cum?
No, I put cum in my gelatin.
And then you put food coloring and sugar in it. And
tummy
now
bears.
I'm eating it.
Dude, it's cool.
Yeah, it's
cool. I'm eating them too.
I'm eating
them. Back to the source.
I'm eating them too. It's okay. I made Jell-O out of my jizz. And you're eating it. You're just hawking them down, just eating them.
Doesn't everybody?
I'm eating them too. It's like. That's like a horrendously perverse version of picking your nose. What are these clear ones?
Pineapple.
I don't believe you.
So, you can look on the back. I've been reading it.
I don't know.
So, her next question.
Wasn't there like a show in the 80s, The Gummy Bears?
No.
Pretty sure, dude.
Hillary asked your name.
Hey, Siri.
What do you
play
do
the
for
theme
a little...
song to Gummy Bears.
Oh, my God. Dude, this is the middle of a podcast.
Now playing Gummy Bears theme.
On the Disney Channel.
Turn off.
I knew it.
We're going to get it demonetized. No, please. It's going to get... Like,
Gummy Bears. It was a show.
Jesus Christ.
Dude, the 80s were ridiculous. People didn't even know it. Right now, it's pretty ridiculous, dude.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about. Like, we're already in a crazy time.
Well, there's periods of time that go
We're watching the collapse of the U.S.
I don't know about that.
Okay. You tell me what's going to bring it back to 1995.
Or 1950. Post-World War II.
I think 1995 is pretty decent.
No, because that was when the left had a big stronghold. It was Harry J. Anslinger. Oh, no, not Anslinger. Well, him too, but, what's his name? Saul Alinsky.
He was already dead. He died by the
age of
70.
His philosophy infected the culture
better.
To the point where, and it was so, like, subversive, too.
Anything pre 9/11, go for it. Anything pre 9/11 and post 80s, I think, is pretty decent.
Well, we were doing pretty good in 2010.
I think we were already coming undone because the
Obama was in
08 crash.
Well, that was
and it's after the Twin Towers, which Patriot Act, so everything cracks down harder. Dude, you see what I'm saying? Where like the authoritarian parts were always really coming together during then,
right?
And then it just didn't fully it didn't fully connect till like 2020.
It's almost like when Rome became an empire. When they were a republic, they were super stable.
Bro, I think
but
the
as
most
soon
stable,
as they became an empire, they like crumbled.
The most stable part in American history is like Oklahoma City bombings, which is 93, just about.
And then the Columbine shooting.
Columbine's not until 99, till Twin Towers, where it's not the best, per se, ever, but I think financially-wise, stability-wise, because you have the dot-com boom, Enron, like some real fraudulent companies, but until the Twin Towers fell, that's when it really starts coming together of
it starts
Patriot
with,
Act.
It starts
excuse
with,
me, global sending our troops to Afghanistan, Iraq, like heroin production increasing.
It starts with the family. It's the bottom brick of society, like I said earlier.
Yeah, but 9/11 changed society in some of the worst
ways. Dude, in a healthy family, you don't have a nut job, go crazy and bring a gun to school and shoot everybody.
Dude, 9/11 changed in
the worst ways. You know what I mean? That's how Margaret Sanger fucking disintegrated the black community. They got rid of the dads. It's Candace Owen has a whole dissertation on this, like how you remove the father from the family and now you've disrupted the structure of society when you can remove a dad from the family.
You know you need a strong, dominant...
you need that aspect of life.
You need a strong, dominant person. And the thing is, it doesn't even have to be a male, though.
It does, exactly.
It just has to teach the values of being a strong, dominant male. Like, it doesn't even have to be a male, though. It could be a strong female.
It could be anybody,
weird.
If she has a gun, she's stronger than a man.
Yeah, but one
that... If she has a gun, she's stronger than a man.
Well, also,
one
that actually knows the dominant, techniques of, how to be, a strong person.
Psychologically, you don't...
So, I know it sounds bad, a dyke.
You typically don't get women like that, unless there's a disorder.
And dykes are usually the funniest comedians out of the female category, because usually regular female comedians suck.
No, there are some chicks out there that are fucking funny.
And
they're feminine chicks. They're women that are not...
I'm kind of on the side. I don't like a lot of female comedians.
Well, when they make a job out of it, I guess. But, I'm not that funny, but I like to think I've come up with some gold mines of, jokes.
Okay.
But,
I'll give it that there are some okay lipstick female comedians.
Slapstick?
Lipstick.
What is that?
Female comedians. They're not lesbians. No, she's horrible. She steals jokes. So...
Everyone steals jokes.
Yeah, but her more blatantly than others, too.
Well, if you enjoy...
But I'm saying, if you're
comedy,
talking about
you're
good...
Jokes,
if you're talking the best of the best, you're definitely talking about men in the comedy.
Lucille Ball, dude. Who's the redhead from the same... Just after Lucy. What's her name? She did the bit on Scarlett O'Hara where she takes the curtains off.
Yeah, but what about the OG
She
shit?
Makes the dress out of curtains, but she's got the fucking... The rail along her shoulders.
Yeah, but if you're talking about the ocean shit, you're talking about
Carol
the Three
Burnett
Stooges.
Was funny as hell.
Which is the shit.
The Three Stooges weren't funny, in my opinion. They had their moments. They had their moments, don't get me wrong, but they were very slapstick. And slapstick gets old. It has to be.
I can keep watching it all day.
Well, the way I look at it is if you're a comedian and you're only using one technique and you've perfected it and you keep using it and you don't really expand your horizons. You're like a chef that just uses salt and pepper. You know what I mean? Which isn't bad. Salt and pepper's great.
I thought it was
But
decent.
If you have an array of spices, you use all of them. You don't just say, salt and pepper on everything. It'll be
okay.
Right?
This all got a little weird.
It
Time
did.
To go back to the interview.
Question
number 3. What do you enjoy about life?
This gets sad.
Bro, I start out with very easy questions and then I just go really deep.
This gets sad. Wait, do you really want to know?
Now I just go deep, dude. Come on. We're
going.
Bro,
last time I really
do you know what makes a cliff look higher? If you start out with these softball questions and then it just goes, there was a go girl. Into your... Ooh.
There was a girl.
Let's go. Let's go.
And every time I'd hear her voice, my soul would light on fire. From the very moment I saw her, I was just like, oh. And no one has quite cut it since then. I try not to be super bleak all the time, but like, this really drags me down, dude. It's like, you know they say the old ball and chain, right? Oh, God. I'd rather have a ball and chain next to me than miles and miles away that doesn't, like, talk to me at all. Like, you know, but... And so I drink.
Would she lick your butthole?
Probably.
Oh, God, that's nice.
I mean, it's not all sexual. Like, it was...
I know.
This was deep.
I'm just saying that's nice.
You can fuck anyone.
No.
Like, as long as they have a functioning vagina.
I never said that. I said, would they lick your butthole?
I'm sure of it.
Okay.
As long as I use soap and water beforehand. No one licks a dirty butthole unless they're a grimy...
We go raw or don't go at all.
That's a mouth only a mother could love after they eat a dirty butthole.
Oh, I'm not kissing her.
I mean, okay, so if I...
Okay, keep going. Keep going on what
shower,
you...
Man.
What do you enjoy? What do you enjoy?
Right, that way before I eat that nasty shit, I'm like, clean it up and then I'll eat it. Do whatever you want with it.
Back to the question, what do you enjoy about life?
What do I enjoy about life?
That's what we're going to.
The one thing? I don't know.
We're not going about Chantel.
I don't... Oh, God. You knew what I was talking about.
Voldemort!
Voldemort! That's what I enjoy about life, is Harry Potter.
What do you... What do you enjoy about life? Answer this seriously.
I like summer. I like snowboarding.
So you like snowboarding in the
hot
summer.
Days at the beach. I like chicks with really fit bodies walking around all over the place, basically naked, like in their underwear walking around. That's I love the beach, dude. However, I'm not going to take it to the stage where this guy was at. Oh my God, me and Pat, or Pat and I, were in the Outer Banks. No, we weren't in the Outer Banks. We were on Astig Island, and this is funny, man. This guy was weird. I'm on the beach just drinking beers, and Pat loves to surf, so like I go in and surf for like 20 minutes, and then I get out, and I sit on the beach, and I drink beer, and then I get back in like an hour or two later, and I surf a little bit, and then get back out, and Pat just stays in the water all day long surfing, and I'm like, you're a maniac. I couldn't stay in the ocean that long, unless I'm on a boat, right? But, so anyway, I'm sitting on the beach, and I'm not pounding beers, but I'm just drinking beer after beer, probably at 5 in like 4 hours, and it's like a beer and a fifth per hour. This is butt heavies. This guy next to me, on my left, 70, 80 feet away, is under an umbrella with a pair of binoculars, not pointed at the ocean. He is pointed perpendicular. his line of sight is along the beach, and he's sitting there with binoculars just scoping these two chicks that were like 150 yards to my right, just with their tits out, like, which is fine. The tits are tits, like, you know what I mean? Honestly, naked anybody, it doesn't, like, when you're younger it's like, yeah, whatever, that's crazy, but like when you get old, the older you get, the less of a deal that becomes, you know what I mean? It's naked people, fuck it, I don't give a shit. Everyone can walk around naked, it wouldn't disturb me at all. The only thing that would disturb me is if, like, when little kids get into the mix and, like, are seeing that, and, like, you don't want to disturb someone's latency, especially not guys, because we have, like, a hypersexual, like, society right now. We do. People become so deep into that shit, they decide they're gay, and they're not. Like, right? Well, and it's a big fad right now to be, like,
you
fucking
are gay.
Everything.
Yeah.
Like, orgasm is your god. Like, people in the program, like my...
Oh, Slaanesh.
People in the program, like, you know, like AA, they always talk about, like, your higher power. Like, I've been around people that had to get sober because they got arrested or a DUI or whatever it was. And they always talk about, like, what's your higher power? And, like, I swear to God, dude, these people's higher power is an orgasm. That's their higher power.
That's Slaanesh. In Warhammer 40K, so there's four gods... of chaos, and Slaanesh is the god of pleasure, pain and pleasure, and that would be the god that they worship, pretty much. So, like, one is corn, I think, and he's the blood god of war. And so, like, when you submit to his will, you hurt all over unless you're, like, killing and rampaging. So they have to, like, keep doing the thing that's horrible to, like, not feel the pain anymore. And they have Nurgle, which is pestilence and death, which you turn to a rotting carcass. Zanesh is psychic powers and, like, a bird type thing.
The Greek has a similar story about it.
And then Slaanesh is the god of pleasure and pain.
Mm.
And you can either submit to none of them, or submit to all of them, or submit to a single one, and you get more enhanced powers. Pretty much Kratos. when you go towards chaos and the evil of it,
mm-hmm.
I mean, it really warps your mind and turns you, like, fucking disgusting and shit. Like, it's horrible. Just it's like not a
Sith.
Good thing.
It's like the Sith.
But you want to become a demon prince, because when a demon prince is killed, you just go back into the warp, and you, like, once they do, like, an actual ritual to bring you back, you can come back all the time. Like, you may not be in a physical form, but you can always come back. You're almost immortal, pretty much.
Well, that's how everyone is anyway.
But, no, that's only people that
are sent to reality, demon prince. Like, real life. Yeah. That's how everyone is. Your soul can't be destroyed.
It's really,
it can be,
like,
consumed eternally. Or it could live eternally.
That stuff is really messed up, though. Like, chaos is horrible. Like, falling any of those things comes with, like, a horrible price. And people think they're getting so much power out of it, and they're not. It's horrible what they do.
That's real as fuck.
But that's Warhammer 40K. That's supposed to be in the year 40K. 40,000. It's like, this is like ancient times to them.
What do I enjoy about life? I don't know, but I'm never going to end it.
We'll take that as an answer.
The hand of God is the only thing that will end my life.
Question number 4.
That could be through anything. It could be like a car accident.
I can't believe I wrote this down after what we've been talking about.
What?
When was your first boner?
I think I was 4 or 3 years old. How old were you?
I don't remember.
I think I was like 2 or 3. Did you get them all the time?
Staring at them hot chicks.
It wasn't even sexual. It was just like, wow. Gotta hide this thing. That's weird.
When I say the name Jeff Bezos, what comes to mind?
South Park. You know, his head is, like, massive, and he's telepathic.
How massive?
Like, have you seen it?
I want to see how massive you are.
I'm like that bong that you're holding.
What are you talking about?
I'm that massive.
What bong?
Use your imagination. Where is it?
Nope. Is Pat gonna bring the beer? Good man. We need to keep Lil Killian drunk so we can make more podcasts. He's hitting up this little babe that just flew in. He's trying to fuck her in the ass.
This shit's funny as fuck.
Can you please not play it during the podcast or is it copyright?
Will it be copyright?
Yeah, probably. That's why you gotta stop this shit, dude. Address.
Dude, order now. You gotta,
like,
see.
Yeah, dude, like,
it's,
that's why we can't.
It's so funny.
I can't have my first podcast.
But how do they do it? How do they do it on like Jimmy Kimmel and stuff? We're gonna play a clip of this because they have the
guest.
Because
they bought the rights to it. Probably.
The person that wrote the shit is,
or they get it
as a guest,
or they get it said in the.
Dude, we should get Matt Stone and Trey Parker as a guest on the show if it blows up. I would love that.
How?
I don't know. It's a podcast. They might hear this and just be like, yeah, I'll fucking do it.
Yeah, where are they
going to
find
it? These people seem
chill. Where are they going to find it on the millions of podcasts?
If it gets shared and liked, then it goes viral.
Okay. That's fine.
That's how it works.
You
got
to make it viral, dude.
Dude, all viral.
I have no...
All viral this shit. Coronavirus won't hold a candle to it.
I just made...
That's how viral it'll be.
I just...
Randy Marsh is going to have to jerk off over everybody's weed.
It's pretty viral.
It's super viral. A bat.
Coronavirus? It wasn't a bat.
Oh, thank God. A pangolin? Oh, a pangolin started coronavirus? Dude, they point shit out through their art, and it is so clear. It's clear as a bell.
I don't understand. It's hilarious.
Like, have you ever watched South Park?
Yes.
Like, they literally, they just tell the truth. That's all they do, and it's so fucking funny. And they make a mockery of it at the same time, but...
Because it is a mockery.
Because the truth is out there, man. What? Who said that? The truth is out there? Was it, is the guy who said, like, mankind is the universe made conscious, realizing itself?
Mm.
I don't agree with him at all. I don't think he's an idiot, but he doesn't understand.
Who are you?
Who are you? That probably sounds horrible on recording.
Yeah, probably.
Oh, really my God. Bad. I can't sing for shit.
Good job.
We were listening to music all morning, dude. I was just shucking oysters and fucking, like, doing my thing.
Have I was a good like, time you know at what? Work.
Fuck this. We're not allowed to play music at work. Like, we just don't. They don't. It's the only place I've ever been where they don't just have music going.
That's dumb.
They have it going everywhere else in the building except for the fucking, like, for the employees. It's crazy, man. Next question. What was the last question? I like you said it. You were like, I can't believe I wrote this down after all.
How many women have you fucked?
Three. Fucked a bunch, like hundreds of times, but I'm a girlfriend guy. Hopefully a wife guy one day. Or not, that came out wrong. Hopefully I have a wife one day.
You don't want to be a wife guy?
I don't want to be a wife guy. That's weird. It's not my role.
Huh. Interesting. It crosses one question.
You say Freudian and Celeste, I'm going to slap your ass. Mm-hmm. No homo.
I might like that. You know, I know this sounds weird. So, like, as I've gotten older... I don't give a fuck, like, I'm in touch with my sexuality, so I'll make gay jokes, because I think it's funny. You gotta be careful about it sometimes, because sometimes faggots will be like, you really are hanging out. I'm like, bro, I do this because I don't give a fuck, it's
ridiculous.
And I think it's funny. I'm not in the other dudes, man.
The ludicrousy of
But it's so much, it's so much it fun to rip on it. Because
it's absurd.
Yes, it is.
Like,
why and it's funny. Just, it's funny to see.
Why don't you like pussy?
It's
what is wrong? Like,
no. In all honesty, it's funny to see people who.
Miswired.
No, it's funny to see people who are like not really in touch with that, being like, "Stop! Don't make gay jokes." Because if they're cool, they'll play with it.
Yeah.
If they're not like cool with it, or maybe a little homophobic, they can't deal with it. And I'm like, what, dude? Just fucking with
you. Dude, sensitive
people. But you know what I'm saying, right?
I can't stand sensitive people that get offended about shit. I it's very hard to offend.
You offend me.
I'm happy about that. I can see the glow that it puts on your face.
I'm offended.
You're off-ended?
No, I'm pissed.
You're off-ended.
Because I have the question, how many women have you fucked...
You thought I would have
and then I put question count. After M-E-R, but I forget what I abbreviated that for.
Oh, you know, how many, what's your body count?
Mine's like 10.
That's it's a not good like body
crazy
count.
High.
I used to lie about it when I was in high school. I'd be like, I fucked 20 girls, like, all the time.
I just never talked about it.
Dude, I don't know.
No, I don't know why I put M-E-R.
Like... It's so sad though because the girls that I have fucked.
Oh, that's why. That's all. Oh, okay. It isn't an R. It isn't an R. Now I remember what I said.
I didn't make love to any of them.
The question is, how many men have you fucked
using their body?
That was the other question afterwards. It was supposed to be what? how many women have you fucked? That's the first question. How many men have you fucked?
Do I count as a man that I've fucked?
Yes.
I've jacked off millions of times.
So one.
One man.
Right.
That I one fucked man. Myself.
That's the only
out
thing.
The wazoo.
That's the only. Thing
out the wazoo.
That's the only thing that's going in the puff piece.
That is the only dude that it's not, the only guy that it's not gay to fuck is yourself. So if you go fuck yourself, it's not gay.
But I wouldn't tip the ass.
Is it? What? you put a dildo in your ass?
Who hasn't?
Who hasn't? He said, who hasn't? I guess that's more common than I thought.
It's better than a fist.
Yeah, that reminds me of Borat when he's chasing the dude around the fucking hotel with the big rubber fist.
That's called a Wednesday night for me.
How's Thursday? Is it like the fucking get him to the Greek when they're running around with fucking P. Diddy? Just stroke a furry wall. Okay. Stroke a furry wall.
We're going to go a little bit deeper with this question. What are the globalists?
The globalists?
Yes.
Honestly, I think it's demonic. There's no one human entity. There's no person that's behind all of it.
Okay.
I think witches are real.
How real?
Well, look at the Catholic Church, man. Like, they believe in God, and God is like, you know, he's all good, all just, and all knowing. And he will never betray any of those things, like, you know.
So there's got to be an antithesis to
anybody that.
That
he creates, he's going to be infinitely merciful and infinitely just with.
And infinitely hot.
And it's funny, like, you know, like the kid that, like, have you ever played this technique with a cop or your parents where, like, 9 times out of 10, if you just fess up and admit to what you did, right? You never get. They don't come down on you as hard. You're just like, yeah, it was me. I'm sorry. They're always like, oh, thank you for being like truthful. Yada yada yada. Blah blah blah. Whereas if you try to lie to somebody, if you try to deceive in any way, no matter who it is, they're going to be more mad with you than they would have had you not just told the truth. Now, if you murdered somebody and you're facing death row, I recommend you lie your ass off to get out of that. But
that kind of,
you know what I mean? Because that's human. That's mankind judging you. Because you can change. You can change and be a good person again. I don't think mankind knows what the fuck they're doing as far as corporal punishment goes. Like, I don't agree with the death penalty. However, if someone is just provenly insane and they're a danger to society, I say lock them up forever. Just if they, you give them chances, right? You try to help them. You don't hate anyone, even if they killed your whole family, extended family and all. You try to help them. You don't want them to go to hell because that's eternity. And I believe like witches are real. I believe in God. I believe in angels and demons and all that shit. And I'm telling you. You don't want someone to go to hell. You want to do everything in your power to prevent somebody from going to hell.
Yeah, but what makes that my moral obligation?
But you don't intervene. You always let the plants grow as they will. You just, even Jesus said that. Let the wheat grow with the weeds. And you don't try to rip the weeds up. You have to let them grow together. And there's a sort of natural order to that. Go back to the question. What was it again?
What are the globalists?
The globalists are demonic. They've existed long before humanity. They've seen everything. They've seen everybody. And they have memories just like we do, but they don't have like a physical body inhibiting the memories from being right at the forefront all the time. So everything they know is all in one in an instant. So like, they're not all knowing, but once they experience or know something, even angels too, they never lose it, and they don't have to recall it. It's just there.
You said these are like demons?
Demons and angels. God's on a different level. He is the omnipotent one, so he knows everything because he made everything. Everything that can be conceived of as an idea by a human being, a demon or an angel, is present to God's mind in this moment, and infinity backwards and infinity forwards in time. And there's probably a fourth dimension to that we can't even conceive of. You know what I mean? You can't even conceive of it. The only people walking the earth today that probably can come close to conceiving it are like mathematicians, that like theoretical physicists, you know?
I can see it when I'm on acid.
And it's funny because those people, they're culpable for knowledge that is unreal. To be able to see the mind of God to that degree. I mean, I've had some insights, so I know a little bit, but I don't claim to be like, you know, Isaac Newton or anything, but when you have insights, when you see, like, you look into physics and math and all that shit, dude, you have insights and it's like, holy fucking shit, it's all real. But it's all just energy. So is it even real? But the energy is real. Like, you know, because that's what the Big Bang is, like, you know.
It's but just, I can't see
it's
it.
It's energy that congealed into matter.
It's hot.
It is hot. It's infinitely hot. It's funny you say that, because it's true. It's very hot. I mean, you would vaporize into energy. It's like being at, like, the
it ground feels so
zero.
Good.
It's like being at ground zero of a nuclear detonation. Like,
it feels so good.
But even hotter than that.
Oh, yeah.
Like, the core of a star isn't even as hot as the beginning.
Oh, yeah!
Dude, did you know there were no other elements in the beginning? It was just energy.
What
about energy? Became subatomic particles, and then subatomic particles became hydrogen.
What?
Then hydrogen hydrogen collected into the first stars, the megastars, and they started fusing helium and all the other basic elements all the way down to iron, and then they supernovaed. And then when they supernovae, they fuse even heavier elements. And it's funny, because it just 4 years ago, dude, they discovered how gold was made. They thought it was fused during a supernovae or a class 3 supernovae, but it turns out the only way to fuse gold is to smack two neutron stars together. They'll orbit each other for millions of years, and then they'll come to a critical moment, and they'll just into one. They'll become one, and there's this massive explosion that ripples gravity. Hence gravity waves. Did you hear about that back in like 2017, I think? So anyway, they observed this, and they were looking at the electron spectra. Not even electron spectra. They were using spectroscopy to observe the elements that were created during this event. And it was the first time they've ever seen spectroscopy for gold. And it's a brand new discovery. That's how gold is made. That's why it's so rare. It's rarer than diamond, it's rarer than platinum, it's rarer than palladium, it's rarer than any of that shit. Gold is the most rare metal, period, the end. The most rare element, even. It takes two neutron stars orbiting each other for millions of years. They spiral in, like, you know, when you flush the toilet and all the water finally flushes out the bottom? That's when the stars collide. It's right at the zero point of the orbit. Once they touch each other, they fuse. And a big explosion happens. And it's... I don't even know what they call it now. I don't even think they have a name for it. But that's where gold comes from.
Supernova.
And, like, we were talking about demons and angels. You were saying, what are the globalists? And I'm saying demons are the globalists. It's of the world. It's not of heaven. It's...
Demons.
It's demonic. Because dude, it's just like Russia or China. Look at Tiananmen Square, man. They mowed their own people down with machine guns and then ran over the rest.
They deserved it.
They deserved it for retaliating against the bourgeoisie. The proletariat must be squat.
So the next question is going to be, what is the biggest... Whoa, you said that shit underneath your breath. I heard it.
But they must be squashed.
Yeah, don't say shit underneath
your breath. It's a profound thought.
Because this thing's going to pick it up. Stop. Okay, what's the biggest threat to humanity?
What?
Clear bubble, yes. Same, no, keep talking. What's the biggest threat to humanity?
The biggest threat to humanity?
Yes.
The collapse of the family. The loss of love.
Who needs love?
Everyone.
Why?
Because you collapse without it.
You don't deserve it. You're a little animal.
I'm telling you, it sounds like a fucking thesis of a Disney movie, but Really?
You are a Disney movie.
All you need is love. They were right. But in the 60s, they thought love was...
acid.
Purely sexual. Oh, love is sex. Because it's like the closest you can come to being one with another person. But if you're just going to toss them away like a used tissue after that, you didn't love them.
That's how you do it.
Because to truly love somebody, you have to give yourself to them. Entirely without...
like when you fuck them and throw them to the road.
All right. Is that how you play it?
That's how I love them.
That's how I love them.
That's my definition of love.
Humanity is flawed, and I'm not saying I'm not flawed.
And I make sure I come in them and they don't know who I am.
Surprise! Wait, why did that get warm all of a sudden?
It's a cream pastry.
you're a little cream puff now.
It's all right, ma'am. I'm sterile.
That's fucked up.
Or
it's all right. I'm sterile.
I get plan B for all my bitches.
I said, how do you know you're sterile? I don't. I don't know.
Because the STDs kill it all.
Oh my god, the AIDS killed it.
The AIDS is the dominant one. It just beats down all the sperm.
God, that's fucked up. We're going to call Peony.
Wait till you get an AIDS. Wait till you get an AIDS baby with
that. Okay, Johnny. I'll stay home and raise the AIDS baby.
That's what happened.
Now that I've gotten one of the most infectious diseases known to man, I'll finally come back and have pity sex with you, Forrest.
He's a simp.
He's the simp. But he's like, dude, I watched that on Soul Sovereign Tyler.
Bro, it's so sad.
Oh my god. It wasn't just sad. It was one of the most profound movies I think I've ever seen. Two of the movies I've seen while tripping were Forrest Gump and Django Unchained. And Django Unchained was next level to watch while tripping balls. Like, that whole scene where, like, Leonardo DiCaprio, like, cuts his hand and smears blood on his wife's face. And then, like, goes and starts yelling and screaming at him, like, you paid me for it. Oh, my God. And then he opens the dude's skull. It desecrates the human body. And then fucking, like, he's like, you see these marks on the inside? Like, I'm subservient. I was, like, borderline crying. I was like, not handle it, dude. I mean,
bro,
I did. I handled it.
Bro,
like,
Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas on shrooms.
Yeah, but that's
fucking awesome.
When they're in the bathtub, dude, that scene freaked me out.
Why?
Remember when he's like trying to get a hold of the gun?
Yeah, that's awesome. No, it's the toaster. He's going to throw the toaster in. The radio. He's going to throw the radio in. And he wants him to throw it when it peeks at White Rabbit.
Dude, that was so savage.
The book is so good.
I think I might have been smoking weed or something at the time.
Book,
I was like 19 or 20.
The book is so good, dude.
Dude.
The book is so
good. That was
good.
Not okay at all. I didn't like that.
That movie's really good, but
the movie was
way
good.
Better.
Actually, have you seen the one where Johnny Depp plays like the lizard? With the
Rango.
Tommy Bahama on? Yeah, Rango. He plays the same...
I think it's funny because...
He gets into the same character that he's in Fear and Loathing.
I think it's funny because there's the Rum Diaries that Johnny Depp was in.
I wanted to see it.
And then there's also a movie that Bill Murray was in the 80s that's he's supposed to be playing Hunter S. Thompson.
Who's Hunter S. Thompson?
He's the one that wrote Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas and all that.
He's written several books.
That's him. And he ran for like mayor in Colorado or something. Because he
else
had the five-finger palm.
What else did he write? Oh,
head.
Really?
The
Black Panther symbol?
No, I think he had the bud.
Well,
it's
a communist symbol. You were the one who was telling me about it.
Yeah, the fist
is... It's a communist symbol.
It's the red salute.
Yeah.
But it's around the bud. It's around the...
He has it grabbing something.
Opium
poppy?
No. San Pedro cactus. Shit that helps make mescaline.
Yeah. Dude, that shit... You can make mescaline out of shit under the sink, dude. A boy of mine was telling me he did it. And he was on the lift going up to ride a snowboard. And he just... He thought he peed himself because his whole lap just started getting warm. And he's like feeling for wet, but he couldn't tell whether it was wet or not because he's in snow gear. Dude. And he's next to like this kid and her mom. Dude, he was freaking out. He thought he pissed himself on the lift. It turns out he didn't, because like later on he had forgot that it happened. But then when he sobered up, he remembered and he felt, and there was no, it didn't smell. So
oh
he theorized
God,
either I pissed myself and it dried up, and like it mixed with sweat to the point where I can't smell it, or he was just tripping.
It's probably just tripping.
He was on probably just tripping, but he was drinking beer at the same time, so he very well could have pissed himself.
Oh, that's so bad, dude!
It was Pat's cousin. Dude, that guy's a monster. I love Dylan.
Yeah, he sounds like
Bob Dylan.
Bob Dylan. What the fuck?
That's what is it? I think it's Instagram, I think. Bob Dylan. Dude's fucking hilarious. He's a storyteller, too. He's not a liar. He doesn't... He doesn't, like, you know, tell stories that aren't true. Like, no, she doesn't, like, know she's stories, but, like, for the most part, I've found that most of them are true. He tells some stories. That's his, like, he should write a book. He's like, I don't want to go on about this guy, but, oh, my God. He's always got the floor. He's like a filibuster. He's a human filibuster. My sister's the same way, dude. Pat's other cousin. It's really funny, dude. But hold the floor like fucking Jimmy Stewart in that movie. You know, he's in Congress and he has to hold the floor so that they can't get the bill through. Mm. They're both like that. It's really funny.